This summer, we have been exploring some of the words of John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. For the past five Sundays, we have looked at things John Wesley has said or preached or written, and we have taken his phrases from the 18th century English and translated them into today's social media communication. Today's phrase from John Wesley in its original form is this: all worldly joys go less than that one joy of doing kindnesses. All worldly joys go less than that one joy of doing kindnesses. This phrase comes from a sermon which John Wesley first preached in 1782, called God's Love to Fallen Man. Now again, we need to remember how he spoke when he lived, and John Wesley used the word man to mean everyone. Today, we usually don't use just exclusive language, but we use language like humans to include everyone. But his sermon was called God's Love to Fallen Man, and it was one of the most popular of all of John Wesley's sermons, first preached in 1782. When Wesley wrote his sermons, he numbered his points. This particular sermon has 16 points. Now, I don't have that many points in today's sermon. Aren't you glad? The part about choosing kindness is point number 9. Wesley believed that holiness included caring for others and doing kindnesses. He called it social holiness. And Wesley preached in this sermon and many others that we are more holy here on earth, that the more holy we are here on earth, the more happy we must be. The more holy we are here on earth, the more happy we must be. Here's what Wesley wrote in that sermon. Thy mind throughout my life be shown, while listening to the wretch's cry, the widow or the orphan's groan, on mercy's wings I swiftly fly, the poor and needy to relieve, myself my all for them to give. It is the just observation of a benevolent man. All worldly joys go less than the one joy of doing kindnesses. Let us do good unto all men, good of every kind and good of every degree. Accordingly, the more good we do, the happier we shall be. The more we deal our bread to the hungry and cover the naked with garments, the more we relieve the stranger and visit them that are sick or in prison, the more kind offices we do to those that groan under the various evils of human life, the more comfort we receive even in the present world, and the greater recompense we have in our own bosom. Since we don't talk like they did back in the 18th century, we have to translate these words to our modern form of communication, the social media age we live in, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, text messages. And thus we simply say this: choose kind. Say it with me: choose kind. Choose kind, for kindness matters, doesn't it? Yesterday, I was driving on 275 and M14, and due to some very surprising and unexpected construction, the lanes on M14 suddenly went from 3 to 1, and everyone had to merge into the left-hand lane. I don't know if any of you were in that yesterday. Well, there was a driver who was in the very left-hand lane who insisted on going to the right. There was no exit. They were blocked But this driver insisted on going right when all the rest of us were going left. And so while we were all merging to the left, this driver was merging to the right, across the three lanes, and into the construction zone. I had some unkind thoughts about this driver, I admit it. But then I remembered that I'm preaching on kindness today. So I changed my thoughts right there in the car, and I sent that driver messages of love. Choose kind, for doing kindnesses matters. Whether you're driving in traffic or smiling at someone in a crowded elevator, kindness matters. Even if you're waiting for the long process of escheatment, kindness matters. Now, I recently learned this word, escheatment. You can look it up on your phones or later. And I promised, when I learned this word, I promised the trustees at Monday night's meeting that I would work it into the sermon somehow. So trustees, there you go, I did it. Choose kind. It matters. It changes people. It changes the world. It changes all of us. Choose kind. Most people today in our world, when they hear that someone is a Christian, they think of a judgmental person. They think of a harsh kind of person who's always drawing lines about who's in and who's out. That is not the kind of Christians we are, nor the kind of Christians we want to be. Choose kind. As the author of the biblical books of James tells us, walk the walk, don't just talk the talk. Thank you, Greg. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Put God's love into practice in our lives. Don't be hypocritical, saying one thing, doing something else. Here's those words again that Greg shared with us. If those who claim devotion to God don't control what they say, they mislead themselves. Their devotion is worthless. True devotion, the kind that is pure and faultless before God, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their difficulties, and to keep the world from contaminating us. Choose kind. Now, I want you to think for a moment. Think for a moment of a kindness that was done to you. Think about that for just a moment, a kindness that was done to you. Maybe it was a card sent, or a smile given, or a listening ear when you needed it, or a visit, or a phone call. Or maybe it was someone who let you into their lane in traffic, or gave you a hot cup of coffee. Think about it. Remember it. How did it make you feel inside? How did it change your outlook and your spirit for that moment, or that day, or that week, or year, or maybe for your whole life? Kindness matters. Kindness is contagious. One act of random kindness often leads to another and another. It changes everything. It changes everyone. It touches our souls. It is, as Wesley said in his sermon, the greatest of worldly joys. The greatest of worldly joys. So, what if the week before Thanksgiving this year, we here at Narden Park decided to partner with Kroger over there on 11 Mile and Middlebelt? What if we decided to offer free groceries once a day for someone shopping at Kroger, someone from our neighborhood? What if we did that each day for an entire week? What if we did that? Imagine the impact. Imagine the joy. Just imagine. I think with $1,500 to $2,000, we could easily do this grocery store giveaway. I hope you will help me to make this happen right in our neighborhood. If you want to help me make this possible, see me after worship or send me an email or a text message or call the church office. We're going to watch the video again. This time, I want you to watch for how the kindness transforms not just the person receiving the news of free groceries, but all the people around them. Watch for that and choose kind.
So I'm at the Macy's in Pleasant Grove. I'm just paying for people's groceries. These kids are picking out the prospects, and we'll see what happens.
Congratulations! You are our free grocery customer of the day.
You're kidding.
Not.
Are you?
No.
No,
I'm not.
You get your groceries for free today.
Really? Yeah, I am serious.
Sorry.
You got it covered. No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't kid about these things. My manager would fire me. You pay nothing, not a dime, not a penny.
Not a half penny.
Oh,
thank you. I'm not
going
to sleep tonight.
You are our free grocery customer of the day.
No.
Congratulations.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's like 4088 or something like that.
Right.
By the way, you are today's Macy's free grocery customer of the day.
What?
You get free groceries for the day. This is all free. It's covered.
Are you just kidding?
Shut up. No, it's covered. Really, it is covered. You don't have to pay. We have it covered.
Okay, this is moving content.
No, you're not. No, I'm serious, please. We have it covered.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am very serious. No, no, I'm not. I swear. No, this is all free. Yes, I am just completely serious. This is completely free. Yes, we do.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, this is completely and totally free. We got it, man. We got it. We got it.
Got it.